Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Everyone, welcome to Reality Spirituality. She's back, but where does she go? What is she doing? How come she's been off the internet? How come she's been off social media for 2 weeks? Oh, what's happened? Welcome to Reality Spirituality, everyone. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist Rebecca L. Norrington, and Inner Peace Practitioner. Boy, that's a lot to say. Thank you for being patient with me. I am going to explain not the whole thing, but I'm going to let you in on some insight as to what has been happening the last couple of weeks. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, the practice works. You know, this show is about sharing how to experience more happiness on the journey. My favorite quote, you cannot have a happy journey to an unhappy, Lord have mercy, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. So this show is about sharing with you what I've learned about how to experience more happiness on the journey. And when I say happiness, that word is interchangeable with peace, contentment, balance, relax, the vibration of satisfaction. When I say happiness, I'm talking about an energy. I'm talking about a vibration. I'm talking about, you know that feeling. You know that feeling. Let me give you my definition of happiness first, especially for people that have just tuned in for the first time. Getting a lot of new followers. Welcome all you new people. Welcome all you new followers. This show is growing organically because Lord knows I don't do a lot of marketing, but I do love to share. I feel it is my destiny to share with as many people as possible what I've learned, because happiness, there is a formula to happiness. It is a formula. It is a practice. Happiness is a practice skill. And on this show, you get to know, you get to learn what to practice. And let me tell you, I was practicing everything I've ever learned for the last 2 weeks daily, moment by moment. But before I go into the lesson, I wanted to share my definition of happiness. My definition is the ability to be at peace regardless of what's happening and regardless of what doesn't happen. And when you make the commitment, when you decide to make the commitment and choice, when you make a choice and you make a commitment that, yes, you want to experience more happiness, that, yes, peace is more important to you than drama, then, yes, you will, and I got my left hand up in the air, you will experience more peace and more happiness along the journey. And again, when I say happiness is a state of mind, happiness is a vibration, happiness is an energy, happiness is an identity. Happiness gets into every cell of your body. Happiness becomes your identity. I can even interchange that word with peace. Peace is a state of mind. Peace is a vibration. Peace is an energy. Peace is a foundation. Peace is an identity. How many of you want some of that peace? I mean, if you ask me, and you didn't, but I'm going to say it anyway, if you ask me, it's the most important. It's the most important goal, intention, desire, want, all of that. It is the most important. Because, listen, nothing's guaranteed here. Our health, our finances, our relationships with our family, our work, our jobs, our weight, nothing is guaranteed. This life is constantly evolving, changing, moving, growing, expanding. But can I get some of that with a big dose of peace? Can I navigate? Can I move throughout this life at a peaceful state, regardless of what happens out there, regardless of politics, regardless of health, regardless of all the causes? Can I do that? Happiness is a practice skill, and like any other skill, the more you practice, guess what? The results are the key. And I'm here to tell you that this shit works. Did I just say this shit works? Yes, you did. I'll say it again. This shit works. What works, Rebecca? What are you talking about? What works? What works? The concept is very simple. The concept is simple. When I say happiness is a practice skill, and like any other skill, the more you commit to the practice, and it is a daily practice, everyone, daily practice, moment by moment. The more you commit to it, the more you focus on it, the more you want it, the more you prioritize peace, and the more you practice gradually eliminating all those programmed behaviors, all of those programmed behaviors that have been proven to subtract from happiness, and then you cultivate and add behaviors that have been proven to add to happiness, guess what? You're on your way. Here we go. You're about to win a Super Bowl, NBA championship, World Series, a Breeders' Cup, Kentucky Derby. I'm telling you right now, this practice works. And how do I know that? But let me just say a few things, especially for the new listeners. You know, one of the things I like to share, especially at the beginning of the show, there is a hospice nurse that did a study, and she asked her patients. Now, these people, her patients, had 1 week to live, 2 weeks to live, 1 month to live, 6 months to live. And she asked her patients, what are your five most common regrets? So she asked people that, her patients, people that are dying, they know they're dying. That is it. They're on their way out. No callus here. No, I'm just describing. They're on their way out. I mean, I can't even imagine. Well, I can imagine. I can imagine, because one of the things that I've adopted after two of my good friends in Oregon were given 6 months to live, and they're both gone now. They're both gone. The five most regrets of the dying. The first one is, I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. The second is, I wish I didn't work so hard. The third regret of the dying, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. Well, you know, I don't have a problem with that. The fourth one is, I wish I would have stayed in touch with my friends. Now, the last regret of the dying, the five most regrets of the dying, the last one is, I wish I would have let myself be happier. And you can Google that story. The nurse's name is Bronnie Ware, and read more about it, B-R-O-N-N-I-E-W-A-R-E, Bronnie Ware, and read more about it. But I don't know about you, that's a pretty powerful study. So they're met with looking at the finality of their lives. And you and I are in a different place. We don't know. It could be tomorrow. It could be 3 months. I know I'm a happiness specialist, but one of the things I like to talk about is real truth, the real life. It could be tomorrow. So what am I doing today? What am I focused on today? What do I want? What are my goals? What are my goals? What are my intentions? And are my intentions and my goals there so they can bring me happiness? Are your goals set, or are what you want to do or what you want to accomplish, is that because you think after you accomplish that you're going to feel a different way, you are going to be happier? We all know that money, we all know that anything external, anything that is outside of self does not add to your peace or your happiness. None of it. I know we were taught and programmed that if I accomplish this, if I have more titles, if I only accomplish, no. You've seen the accomplished. You've seen in the world the most accomplished. Still not very happy. There's tons and tons of examples, from Robin Williams to Prince to Whitney Houston to Elvis to Anthony Bourdain, Kate Spade, you name it. So what you do, what you are, in other words, happiness has nothing to do with you, with accomplishments, out external accomplishments, man-made accomplishments. Now, what is the truth about happiness? What is the truth about happiness? When I say it's a practice skill, that's the good news. What do we practice? What is it that we practice? Well, let me tell you something. This practice works. For the last 2 weeks, let me just start from the beginning. All of my decisions, all of my changes, all of my direction, all of my, well, especially now, and it wasn't always like this. It was not always like this. Is all inspired action. Any action I take or don't take is all based on inspiration. And it comes back to, what kind of relationship do you, my dear audience, what kind of relationship do you have with the universe, or God, or source, or higher power, or spirit, whatever you want to call it, what kind of relationship do you have with the universe? And that will determine, and when I say what kind of relationship, I'm talking about being consistent. I talk to the universe all day long. It's all day long, all day long, all evening long. And I always ask questions. How do I? Where do I? When do I? And so I'm just setting this up because if you follow the show and you've listened to me for the last 4.5 years, and it's been 4.5 years, when I moved to Oregon, very small town in Oregon, so small, 24,000 people. What a shock. From a big city, being in California, big city girl, to a very small town, 24,000 people in Oregon. And I have to say that move and that time in Oregon took me through so took me through so much ups and downs, growth, especially growth, stretching, expanding, comfort zone. There was absolutely no comfort. There was no comfort when I first moved to Oregon. Why? I'm in the middle of a forest, wild animals, windows all over. Listen, windows without curtains, without blinds. So when it got dark, it was pitch black. It was scary. I've never been so afraid. I've never been so afraid of the elements or going outside in the dark in my life. And I'm not going to go into everything that I've learned there, but let me say that the growth in Oregon was, number one, necessary. And number two, looking back on 4.5 years, needed. And it's overwhelming. Because who I was 4.5 years ago is not who I am today. Now, what happened? Oregon moved into my dream home. I called it the treehouse. It is the treehouse. The treehouse where in the middle of the forest, everywhere you look, all you see are trees. I said it was my dream house. Well, during the summer of this year, 2021, maybe August, September, I was getting this inspiration, getting this nudge. It could be a voice, a soft voice, to make some changes. It's time to move. Move? But I just got settled in. I mean, this is a perfect, air quotes here, perfect spot. It's my dream home. I've wanted to live in the forest since I was 18 years old. I'll never forget. I mean, when I was younger, my family, the Norrington family, used to go to Yosemite every year. Every year, and I believe that was the reason why I just fell in love with the forest and the river, the rivers, the sound of the rivers, the smell of a forest. Oh, it was all I thought about. And at 18 years old, I remember taking a trip up the California coast, Monterey, Pebble Beach, Carmel, and I remember I was with my parents. I remember saying, you know, when I retire, now here I am at 18, when I retire, I'm going to live in the forest. And so there you go. I retired, and I was living in the forest. 4.5 years later of living in the forest, I get this knock on the door, knock on my proverbial door, it's time to move. What do you mean it's time to move? Come on, are you kidding? Time to move? But I could feel, and when I say this, my dear audience, when I say this to you, when you practice making decisions or really listening to that inner voice, you know, they call it the sixth sense. Something is telling me something. You know that sixth sense, that spidey sense, Spider-Man sense, that sixth sense. When you practice listening to it and paying attention to it, your life is going to change. You're no longer, I tell my son, it's like being in a car. You're in the passenger seat, and who's driving? I've given that example a lot of times. Well, the universe is driving. And when you practice letting go of even the illusion of thinking that you have control, when you practice letting go of all control, not putting your hands on the steering wheel, not one single finger on the steering wheel, when you practice that, and that's how you live, guess what? You're just gonna go wherever the guidance and the inspiration takes you. And that's what happened here. When I say the practice works, let me share with you some of the things that have happened in the last 2 weeks. Well, first of all, let me just be very clear. I did not sell the treehouse. I'm renting out the treehouse for a year. I moved to another location where there's sun, more sun, in the city, lots of activity for a year. This is a year-long experiment. It could be longer than a year. It could not be longer than a year. And that's one of the things. When I say the practice works, one of the behaviors or things that you practice is being okay with uncertainty. Can you imagine being okay with uncertainty? I mean, I'm at an age now where this moving around is a lot of work. That's another thing. The move, moving to Oregon from California, I rented a 26-footer Penske truck. 26-footer Penske truck. Didn't fill it all the way up, but my son and I drove from California to Oregon. Leaving Oregon, I don't even want to tell you this. Please don't tell anybody else. Please. Keep this to yourself. Please don't share this with anyone. Leaving Oregon, I had a 26-foot Penske truck filled to the brim, filled to the end, filled to the door. And guess what? I had to rent another trailer to be pulled behind that 26-foot Penske truck. Now, there's an explanation for all of it. When I moved to Oregon, I didn't have beds. When I moved to Oregon, there were a lot of pieces of furniture that I purchased in Oregon from a massage chair, exercise equipment. I had a lot of exercise equipment, a lot more furniture, plants. Don't even mention all the plants. Okay, I just mentioned it. A 26-foot Penske truck and a trailer for one person? There's only one word for that. Ridiculous. I'm going to take that word back. I thought I was downsizing. Let me tell you something. There's going to be a lot of things that are, I've already donated a lot. There is a shedding. I realize I have way too much stuff from pictures on walls. I mean, rugs. It's just it's too much. So the realization that even at this stage, it's time to downsize even more. I said to myself that. This move and moving was very eye-opening, very clear as to getting rid of even more things, donating even more things. When I say the practice works, what was I practicing? I mean, it's a big move. It's a big move. It's a big endeavor. It's exhausting. It's a lot of coordination. That's if everything goes, quote, unquote, right. But as I share on this show, it's never about what is happening. It's never about the story about what's happening. The story, you know, the story is always one perspective. Whenever you tell a story about what's happened or what you believe or or usually I would say 98% of the time, the story is always told using one perspective, only one perspective. And when you only use one perspective, that means that you have a limited view, or limited practice, or a limited knowledge, knowing that this one story can be told 360 ways. Huh? 360 ways? Well, 360, what? Well, I always say there's 360 degrees in a circle, and every story can be told a different way. So number one is practice paying attention to the stories that you tell, and see, and just challenge yourself and see if you can tell the same story, especially if you've been telling the same story for decades. You know those stories about your health stories, the stories about your family stories, about why you're not talking to this one, all of those stories. You know you've got stories that you regurgitate over and over and over and over again. Can you tell your stories, those same stories, differently? Because I'm about to tell this move story differently. Let me just share with you what happened on the move. First of all, I hired a small company in Oregon to move all the things from Oregon to Nevada. Yes, I'm in Nevada, all the way to Nevada. Now, when I moved to Oregon, I did my own driving. Now I have a moving company driving. Well, let me just start at the beginning of all of the things that. If I was telling the story, the next sentence would, all of the things that went wrong. But the reality is there's nothing that ever goes wrong. Huh? There are no mistakes. I'm just going to speak for myself. There's nothing in my life that goes wrong, including discovering thousands of dollars of property damage. Thousands of dollars. I don't have a lot of furniture, but what I have is good quality furniture. To exercise equipment, to photographs. I mean, these photographs have been in the family for decades. You know those photographs you put on the wall of your family, those photographs with the messages that are real powerful. You know those not just you standing around a Christmas tree and smiling. You know, real action photos. I have one photo of my son jumping out of a plane with his mouth hanging open. I mean, those kind of memorable photos, those photos that mean something, those photos that if you look at them long enough, you can really feel the emotion from the time the photo was taken. You can feel it. Those powerful photos. I have one photo, one of my favorite photos is the one, in fact, it's in my first book, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, of me and my son on the beach. On the beach, smiling an hour after my father died. Those kind of photos. Ruined. Glass broken, photos scratched, furniture really, I have this one rocking chair. It was handmade by an Amish family. Handmade, and handmade walnut, pure walnut. It's got a lot of scrapes on it. I'm not going to say it's ruined, but it's damaged. A lot of property damaged. But guess what? What are some of the behaviors, what are some of the practices that add to happiness and add to peace? Acceptance of the moment. I said it earlier, there are no mistakes. There's nothing that goes wrong. Choosing your focus, having a deep appreciation or a deep gratitude. Scratch the gratitude. That gratitude word is just one of those used, gratitude. And a deep appreciation of the moment, of moments. Surrendering to what's happening in the moment. And you know what? Having zero attachments to anything I could buy. No attachments to anything that I purchased. Purchased. Nothing. A physical object, and I'm going to be bothered, upset, have my vibration go up or down because of an object, because of a physical object. I know I've said physical a few times. I think you understand and get the point. No. I looked at it. I saw damage on the bed, damage on the mattresses. Just, you know what? I have thousands of dollars of damage. Let me just say that. And my response to all of it, well, first of all, I had no expectations that anything that anything would be wrong or anything would be damaged. And then when I discovered that it was a lot of property was damaged, then what? What am I going to do? I'm going to be upset. I'm going to give up my peace because of some furniture and some photographs and what? Exercise equipment? No, I'm not. You're always making a decision between wanting peace or wanting drama. You're always making a decision between those two, especially when you are conscious and you're self-aware of everything, and I mean everything that you're saying and everything that you're doing. The practice is real, and when you are able to practice, and when you practice before the storm, before the tsunami, before anything happens, the practice just becomes automatic. It is. It's like riding a bike. Once you've learned how to ride a two-wheeler, it's just automatic. So who cares about property damage? Anything can be replaced. And in fact, anything can be donated. Let me share with you something else that's really funny. This place that I'm living, I'm renting it out. I'm renting out a house. And sight unseen. Now, I have never lived in a place from when I was 18 to apartments to now. So I moved into a place and I never even saw it. Never! And that practice is just trusting. Trust, blind trust. Of course I saw it online. Of course I it looked great online. But you know, when you get here, and especially as detailed as I am, you're going to find a lot of things going on, a lot of Manashevitz. The truth is, and the practice is, what's really important? What is the most important to you? Is it being at peace while you are journeying on this road? Is that important to you? Because if it is important to you, there's not too many There's not too many other things that are going to move your needle from right to left. You can feel that vibration. You can feel when you are at peace. And being at peace when everything around you or surrounding you is going wrong, scratch the wrong, is in a tizzy. I like to give the analogy of you're standing in the middle of the a rowboat on the Atlantic Ocean, and there's a storm brewing, and the boat is being tossed left and right, but can't be any peaceful. And that comes from the practice, and it comes from implementing the practice when it's necessary. The question is, who are you when you're challenged? This move, it's only been two weeks, even finding someone to rent the treehouse. In fact, the first person that came to the house to rent it, we were chatting, we went out to dinner, and after that, let me just say this, full disclosure. Wanted more from me than I was ready to. I mean, I'm very particular about who I want to be in a relationship with. And one of the things that I found, especially with guys, with men, is they have a little bit of a controlling side. And I know I'm really getting off into a tangent now, but the controlling side is, my energy isn't compatible with controlling. I mean, I used to be controlling. I used to be the queen of controlling. But my energy isn't really compatible with people, men and or women, that try to make suggestions and try to control. One of the things, let me just be really specific, one of the things we were talking about, I don't know how we got on this topic, of wearing baseball hats. I said, yeah, I wear baseball hats. And he says, you don't wear baseball hats turned backwards, do you? And I said, occasionally I wear my baseball hat backwards. Yes, I do. Sure, I do. Doesn't everybody? Not everybody. And he went on and on and on and on and on and on and on about what the connotation, what it means when you wear your baseball hat backwards. Well, I get it. That's his perspective, his one perspective. And I'm only laughing because I already knew after that comment that, oh, geez, this is not going to end the way that this is not going to end. It's not going to be a happy ending. Let me just say, that's not going to be a happy ending. And I say that tongue in cheek too. The bottom line is, how the hell did I get on that topic? The bottom line is the challenges. So last minute, this person put an application in. Yes, he's going to rent it. 2 weeks later, or a week later, not 2 weeks, a week later, withdrew his application. So now everything has to start all over again. And I thought I found the perfect tenant. And why did I think I found the perfect tenant? Because it was a single guy. No animals, no cats, no dogs, nothing. A single guy, and cleaner than me. So I said, this is the perfect fit. And then took the application away. Not took the application away, but took it back. When I say being okay with uncertainty, when you're okay with uncertainty, when you're okay, when you trust that whatever happens is happening for your betterment, is happening to serve you in a way you may not understand or even want at the moment, moving from one state to another state was, and especially at this stage, in the middle of a holiday season, the story is, if you're reading a book, there's one chapter. I had a chapter in Oregon. You turn the page, and there's another chapter in Nevada that's about to start. That's already started. When I say the practice works, I really mean that. I really know that. And what is the practice that works? Letting go of the illusion of control. Having patience with everything that happens. Being okay with uncertainty. Not taking anything personally. Oh, let me just go back to this move and damaged property. Let me finish that story. So, of course, I contact the mover and let her know that there's been a lot of damaged property. Oh, no problem. That's what we have insurance for. Just take pictures. Well, I have probably 50 pictures. And then I get a text. I get a text from her a couple of days after the move. And prior to that, she's going to submit a claim to her insurance. And I get a text a couple of days after the move, and she says that she has a family emergency, and I'm quoting, family emergency, and the insurance claim will not be submitted until January 2022. Patience. Patience is another practice. One of the things that I learned about this move, about myself, is that the other thing that is really key, I think, is being aware, is gifting yourself. When I say gifting self, oh, I can't believe it's almost time. When I say gifting yourself, I mean gifting yourself, celebrating who you were and who you are now. Before the practice, and after the practice. What happens when you're challenged? Well, when you're practiced, you go in automatic. When you let go and you surrender to what is happening in the moment, and you let go and you tell and you ask the universe, whatever your will is, is what I want also. Whatever you want, whatever your plan, I'm adopting that plan also. That's not an easy practice. But it's very valuable, especially when life hits you with challenges. Well, that's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality. I still have boxes to unpack. The Truth About Happiness is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Visit my website, RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington and LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, the one I'm writing now, Program for Happiness, is going to be out sometime this year. Until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing. You're always evolving. You're always growing. Love is patient. and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, happiness specialist and inner peace practitioner, Rebecca L. Norrington. Have a conscious week, and remember, happiness is a practice skill, and your experience in every moment reflects on what you practice.
Yeah, it's time to get real. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Get real.